It's Robert Barrera.
Honorable Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct the hearing, sir. So just hold on 1 second, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
It's Robert Daniel Barrera, and my ADC number is 236-294.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing telephonically before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. Mm-hmm. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March
15, 2018. What was it?
March 15, 2018.
I didn't sign anything on March 15th.
Well, hold on 1 second and then we'll continue this hearing. According to our warrant of arrest, you signed the notification for hearing on March 15, 2018, and that was the notification of board hearing.
Yeah, I believe it was on March, in the beginning of the month. It was like March 1st. That's when I got the papers. And
obviously, I wrote it down wrong. No, we have.
You are correct. I think you're correct. I was speaking about some other papers.
Okay.
But
okay. No problem, sir. Just 1 second. Okay, that form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, but in the hearing room and on the bench, beginning with me, my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is the Honorable C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and on the other side of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Barrera and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, and at this time, the Department of Corrections requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. There
yes, sir.
A typo in the CSED in the lower right of the page 1. The correct date should be July 8th, 2018.
And I just made the correction. So we will continue. Mr. Barrera, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase 1 will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase 2 deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. And let me double check, but in the case of this particular warrant, it looks like you may have a pending charge in the criminal justice system, as we have a department report number. So when we read the allegations to you, you'll have the choice of responding whether it is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, Mr. Barrera?
Yes.
Okay, now keep in mind, I'm going to begin with phase 1. There's a separate vote to pass through phase 1 and then we pass to phase 2. So do not panic when we reach that first vote. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. I will begin phase 1 by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number 1, violation of condition number 5, is demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about January 12, 2018 in Pima County, Arizona. Mr. Barrera, is this true or false?
It's false.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number 2, violation condition number 5, is demonstrated by your engagement in unlawful verbal conduct on or about January 12, 2018 in Pima County, Arizona. Mr. Barrera, is this true or false?
That depends on the extent of the charge. I can explain what happened as far as that.
If we move through to phase two, you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail, but right now we're just asking if that's true or false.
That's false.
Okay. Because you stated false on both allegations, we're going to take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we'll come back to you shortly for a few questions, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barrera. Mr. Westby.
On January 12, 2018, Tucson Police Officer Wolford responded to 5770 South Del Morrell, number 11, address regarding a domestic dispute. Upon arrival, he made contact with the reporting party and offender's mother, Denise Mills, and brother, Adrian Urbizu. Officer asked Denise what happened, and she said that her son, the offender, had been up all night drinking and been disrespectful to her. Officer asked mother if there had been any physical harm happened, and she said the offender had assaulted his brother, Adrian Urbizu. She stated the offender had wrestled with the brother during the dispute. Officer Santa Maria interviewed Adrian, who stated his brother Robert was drinking and they began to have a rap battle. Robert got upset when Adrian told him that he is a better rapper than him. Adrian then stated that they began to argue and Robert pushed him down to the couch. Adrian was scared that the offender was going to hit him, so Adrian held his arms over to protect himself, but Robert did not hit him. Officer Wolford asked Denise if anything was broken or any threats were made, and she said no. At the point, Officer Wolford arrested the offender for domestic violence and intimidation. During the arrest, the offender had an odor of intoxicants coming from his breath and slurred speech. The offender was taken to Pima County Jail. Before arriving to the jail, the offender was trying to kick out the officer's patrol vehicle window and door. A TRP was used to restrain the offender. Officer was successfully able to transport the offender to the Pima County Jail, where the staff met the officer outside and escorted him inside. The offender was booked for assault DV, a misdemeanor.
Thank you. And it looks like, Mr. Westby, that both allegations are the same allegation as far as they're written, correct?
Yes, except for the last sentence in allegation two.
If you can read that.
The offender was booked for disorderly conduct DV, a misdemeanor.
Okay, Mr. Barrera, what is false about allegations one and two?
Okay, the violence this was my brother. This was my brother, and there was a disagreement. There was a dispute. There was a disagreement between me and him because we're kind of passionate about music, and that's how it started. And it was really that's really all it was. As far as everything that happened, there's no violence. I hit him. Like I said, I didn't break anything. And it happened pretty early in the morning. It was at night, early in the morning. My mom got upset. She got really upset. She had called police, and I mean, that's what happened.
Okay, sir.
And, yeah.
Okay, you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail during the second phase of the hearing, but I am going to go ahead and make a motion to pass through phase one, so we just give 1 second and we'll continue.
Mm-hmm.
And that is based on information provided in warrant number 2018-W0459, as well as information from the Department of Corrections. I move to find Mr. Barrera delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Barrera, we're going to continue the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. We'll come back to you shortly, and you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail.
On December 8, 2017, Mr. Barrera was released from DOC. He was arrested January 12, 2018 by Tucson PD. New felony charge of burglary, third degree, 6 counts of domestic violence, and misdemeanor charges in resisting arrest and criminal damage. He was back in DOC custody February 15, 2018, with a rejected CSED of July 8, 2018, 0 stand days. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2008, aggravated DUI, 1.5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. He has no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2009, TIS release completion, 5 months. His disciplinary is moderate, with disorderly conduct noted. However, after his return to DOC, March 14, 2018, he got disciplinary for theft, possession of stolen property when he was observed sticking his finger with the lancet at the medical unit and placing the lancet in his left rear pocket. Also, several medications were also in his pocket that he had possessed. March 14, 2018, received disciplinary for misuse of medication, and it looks like that was from the same similar incident where he was taking medication from the medical unit. Other arrests, 2000, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation, 2005, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation, 2007, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, 2008, misdemeanor other DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5, B5, a U.S. status of charges. From Maria Gomez, dated March 26, 2018, that states for Pima County Attorney's Office, a felony charge was not filed for the Tucson City Court. All misdemeanors were dismissed by the prosecutor.
And again, for clarification, not filed does not necessarily mean dropped.
That is correct.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Barrera, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at 5770 South Del Moral Boulevard, number 11, Tucson, Arizona. This was your only approved residence. Is that where you lived the entire time that you were outside of the prison system?
What's that?
Was this the only place you lived outside of prison?
No, when I first was released in 2009,
Sir, after this recent release.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Did you work at all?
No, I had just barely gotten out. I was getting in contact back with, because Uncle, I was going through COPE, and I was getting services set up through them. I didn't have a job waiting for me when I got out. I needed to start from the beginning, so I was... That's what I was trying to do, and I needed a lot of things to get together. I didn't have my social security card. My ID, I didn't get them before I left from here. I didn't know how to get it. When I got out, I was doing everything I could. My mom can testify to everything that I was doing. She knows I was trying to get on my feet. This time felt a lot more difficult actually than the first time. I got out, I did perfect on parole violations, nothing. I did everything I was supposed to do. This time it was more difficult. I felt like there was a lot more stress and a lot more pressure on me for some reason. I'm not sure why I had no money. I had no work, so there was a lot of things I had to get together, and I felt really stressed out. Plus my medication, I take a few medications, and I'm still trying to figure things out with my medication, because, like, yeah, I'm not sure what was I read that, but yeah, I had gotten the ticket here for my medication, because I wasn't taking them, and when they had searched me, I had them on me. The medication were mine, they weren't nobody else's. They're mine, because I'm not sure of how if I should take them. I wasn't taking them because I wanted to see how I would be, and to right now I'm not taking them, but I'm signing refuse slips for them instead of just pocketing them and not taking them. because I did get in trouble for the...
Okay, sir, I'm going to let the Department of Corrections deal with those tickets, but I do need to ask you some questions about the warrant.
Okay.
It looks like that you were referred to task with the assigned color of the day with the color of lime. No sample was collected, you weren't out long enough, and you were directed to contact La Frontera for assessment regarding DUI and anger issues, and you failed to comply. So what happened there, sir?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to comply. I was never going to La Frontera. I was going to Cope. They know that. My co-officer knows that. I had let her know that I have the paperwork at the address right there. I'm going to Cope. I just never was going to go to La Frontera. And the office on Valencia and Midville in Tucson, that's the office that I go to. And that's where I was going to get my services at. But like I said, I wasn't out long enough to start getting the things. But the first couple of weeks, I did go down there, and I was talking with somebody, and we were getting me, we were doing the intake packet and everything to get everything set up. So that's where I was going. I never refused to go for off of that. I was never actually brought up.
Okay, so let me move through this. You were arrested by TPD, it said, with new felony charges for burglary. Of course, this warrant is for physically assaultive behavior and unlawful verbal conduct. There are charges that appear to still be pending in the Pima County Attorney's Office. So I will ask you, just based on what was read to us from that scene, were you continuing to use drugs or alcohol when you were outside of the correction system?
No drugs. No drugs. And as far as the charges,
I asked you about the alcohol.
The alcohol, that day I did drink. I made a mistake by, I made a mistake drinking, and I did get out of hand. I apologize to my mom and everybody else that mattered, because I don't know why I decided to drink. I honestly don't. I feel like there's just a lot of things that I need to work on, and I'm taking the steps to do them. The charges actually, like I said, it was my brother. They don't want for charges. The charges should be dismissed. They want for charges. The attorney that was representing me, so I got in contact with them, and they don't want me to. They don't want me to get arrested. Nothing like that. It was a dispute with my brother. My brother is, I've been raised up with my brother since we were kids. And everything's okay with me and him. There's no problems, and I just want to get back out there and get
Mr. Porter, I'm gonna ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Okay.
I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Pereira, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. You have given us a pretty detailed piece of information, or bit of information. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else you feel you need to share?
One other thing. If I am out, I'll do what I can to prove that that I won't drink. I really don't want to drink, and that seems like that was the problem this time. And I've been offered to take these pills that would give me sick, even if I did drink, and I feel like that would be better for me, so I'm not even tempted to even drink. And that seems like that's the issue right here, and with me being incarcerated, and I'm just tired of it.
Okay, sir, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Well, board members, the board is now in discussion. This is an unfortunate case. I recognize that some misdemeanor charges were dropped, but there are still pending charges in the Pima County Attorney's Office for felony. And I do appreciate that Mr. Barrera is trying to deal with some, perhaps some behavioral health issues and some personal issues to move on with his life right now. But between the pending charges and the fact that he was using alcohol in violation of his conditions of supervision, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Johnson.
Just went back on the felony charges. I think you said no charges were filed, huh?
That is correct.
Okay. Because I think no charges filed, I mean, the prosecutor's office didn't file charges, so they didn't drop them. And then when they use the term drop, when charges are filed and they make a plea agreement, they file those charges, they either dismiss or drop those charges. But I don't think he has any felonies, although it wouldn't make a difference.
If I didn't read it clearly, I meant to say that it sounds like his felony charges are still pending with the Pima County Attorney's Office. I think he had some city court charges that were dropped.
That's correct.
Okay.
But the felony charges?
The felony charges are... We're good. The felony charges appear to be pending with the Pima County Attorney's Office.
The Pima County Attorney's Office felony charge was not filed.
Right.
Okay. I am going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0459, a discussion with Mr. Barrera, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Barrera was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he was arrested by the Tucson Police Department and was using alcohol in violation of his conditions. May I have a motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal.
Agree.
Agreed upon by Dr. Wright, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson, and agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Barrera, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about August 13, 2018. That may sound like a long way away, but it is really just a matter of a few months. So if you just concentrate on programming in these coming weeks and put together a plan for a safe return to the community, we hope to see you be returned to the community productive and responsible. And we do want to see you succeed out there. The survey is concluded.
Why is it obvious?
Thank you, Mr. Barrera. I'm sorry I didn't change the date on the top of the page. It is. Can you give me that date again, Mr. Westby?
July 8th. The date was
July 8th.
July 8th, 2018.
Pardon me. You'll be released on or about July 8th, 2018, Mr. Barrera. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before this board today.
Okay.